There are children keeping fit. Drivers idling engines in the city produce no fines. Two women's journey on a tandem. Auctioneers cancel auctions for the first time in 163 years. And a householder's DIY defences may have saved his home. But first, a warning has been issued that con artists are posing as police officers. Norfolk police are warning older people to be on their guard after a number of reports in which callers are pretending to be police officers. An elderly woman from the Belton area in Great Yarmouth received a call from a man posing as a police officer. The woman was asked to take part in a survey, and when the woman questioned the legitimacy of the call, he became very aggressive. And police say they have received a number of similar reports in which elderly people have been targeted. Police are keen to hear from anyone who may have received a similar type of telephone call or has any information about these incidents. Anyone with information should contact Norfolk Police on 101, quoting incident number 415 of Friday, March the 27th. People can also call Crime Stoppers anonymously on 0800 555 111. People are reminded that neither banks, nor the police, or National Crime Agency will ever ask people to withdraw money or buy items. Norfolk Police said neither banks or the police will ever ask you for your PIN or your bank card or bank account details over the phone, and that people should never give these details to anybody. Neither the police nor the banks will send a courier to collect money from you, and people should always request photo ID from callers and call the police if unsure. Police said that if people are asked to telephone a bank, then always do it on a different phone to the one you were contacted on. They say fraudsters will keep the line open and have been known to play ringtones, hold music and a recorded message down the phone so the victim believes they are making a call to a legitimate number. Police said to use a friend or a neighbour's telephone instead. Other advice is to never download any software suggested by a caller and not to rush into complying to the scammer's demands or requests. Friends, family, carers and neighbours are asked by police to spread the word to ensure everyone is aware of this scam and what they should do. They may be unable to take to the pitch as a team at the moment, but that hasn't stopped one under-11s football team in Norfolk from playing the beautiful game together. All football in the UK, from grassroots to the Premier League, has been suspended in order to help stop the spread of coronavirus, with many professionals using the time to show off their skills on social media. And to emulate their heroes, the boys at Stoke United under-11s have each recorded a video doing keepy-uppies with toilet rolls, all in their own homes or gardens. The footage was then put together to make it seem like they are passing the paper between themselves. Club chairman and under-11s red team manager Robert Ward said, "With the boys all unable to train and play together due to the necessary lockdown, I felt it was a really important time for them all to keep in touch and keep playing the game that they love for their personal well-being." Not a single driver has been fined for idling their engines in Norwich city centre, almost a year and a half after the council granted itself powers to do so. In October 2018, the council began using the powers, with drivers who refused to switch off engines risking a £20 fine. Kevin Maguire, the Labour-controlled council's cabinet member for safe and sustainable city environment, conceded that the engine switch-off powers have not proved as effective as any of us would hope them to be. He said that the law meant that before a fixed penalty notice could be issued, the enforcement officer has to ask a driver who is idling their engine to switch it off. And he said, "Unsurprisingly, no penalty notices have been issued, as, when spoken to, every driver complies with the request." The enforcement officer has to witness the infringement personally to be able to issue a FPN, and they cannot be issued retrospectively following a report from a member of the public, for example. Drivers became aware of when civil enforcement officers were in the area and made sure they had their engines switched off. Given the numbers of staff available, it is not possible to have a member of the enforcement team in Castle Meadow all the time. The real solution to the air quality problem in Castle Meadow and other areas of the city is to get the bus and coach operators to invest in cleaner vehicles. Both the city and county councils would be keen to encourage that. And meanwhile, data from one of Norwich's pollution monitoring stations has shown emissions have fallen since the coronavirus pandemic prompted restrictions of movement.